So what are you going to learn in this course? There are four things in particular, each of the weeks. First, this week, as I said before, we're going to talk about how do you build and leverage your power. But I want to give you a sense of where we're going so that you see how it all fits together. The second week, you'll learn extensively about the strategies and tactics that we use to influence people without relying on authority. Some very specific strategies that you can use in meetings, when you get a new employee, when you have a stakeholder, when you don't have authority over that stakeholder, how do you influence that person towards a particular direction? That'll be the context and the content of week two, is really how do you influence people without relying on that authority. Thirdly, in that third week, you're really going to be exposed to some of our latest thinking and our latest research on how do you leverage relationships to lead to or achieve greater influence in your organization. So how do you build those relationships and how do you leverage those relationships for greater influence? And then in the fourth week of the course, it's really all about how do you protect yourself from others' influence. When other people are trying to influence you and you don't want to be influenced by them, how do you protect yourself? What are some strategies that you can use to fend off or shield yourself from that unwanted influence? That's the layout or the structure of the course as we're going to go through it. Again, this week, we're going to talk extensively about how do you build your informal base of power, and then how do you put that power to work to create benefits not only for yourself, but also for your team and your organization. So to really get started with those bases of power, I want to make this as practical and as personal as possible. So what I'd like you to do is reflect on your own experiences first. Your own experiences working in teams. This may be a sports team. It may be a work team in business. It may be in an educational setting. Whatever team you want to focus on, I want you to think about that team and the people in that team. And I want you to identify someone in that team, a specific person, that you think was particularly powerful in that team. Now, to be clear, this does not have to be the boss. It does not have to be the formal supervisor or the formal team leader. But simply someone in that team that you think was particularly powerful and had a lot of influence on other people in the team. I'd like you then to go to the discussion forum and share with your classmates your observations, your intuitions as to why was that person so powerful? What was it that made that person so powerful? And then once you've identified what enabled that person to be so powerful, then ask yourself this second question, which is, to what extent and importantly, how did that person's power help or hurt your team? Because one of the things that we're going to learn in this course is that power can both enable, but it can also corrupt. It can also hurt your team, your career, your performance. And so I'd like you to diagnose not only why was this individual powerful, but then how did that person's power help or in some cases, hurt your team. Take a moment, really think about those questions deeply, engage in the discussion forums, share with your classmates, learn from their experiences with power, and what they saw as being helpful or maybe harmful to their teams, and see if there are any common themes or differences from your own experiences.